joined by the chairperson of the Federation of Small Businesses Northern Ireland, Tina McKenzie. Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
Can we talk about, for your members who trade north and south on this island at the moment, after the transition, are they expecting everything to stay the same, essentially?
No, not at all, actually. Any sort of Brexit was going to create change in Northern Ireland particularly. So we understand that with this deal and 64 pages of legal text that we're going through, we understand the changes for our members, small and medium businesses, is that any goods coming in from GB will have to be checked at Northern Ireland's ports, and anything that's going on into Europe will probably incur some sort of a tariff depending on what the EU and UK agree on their tariff structure. So there's administration and bureaucracy through the Northern Irish ports, but essentially the fact that Northern Irish companies can trade with the EU and the wider UK tariff-free for us is a real win and what we've been lobbying for. And we've been discussing that with Jeffrey and his colleagues. And I know that they've all been working hard to ensure that businesses don't have those types of tariffs. So we're just disappointed to find that we're in another situation where people can't agree and couldn't get over the line with each other.
So I saw a BBC Newsline report yesterday evening. You were in that report. There was also a business owner who runs a music store in Belfast, and he was wondering if he sold a product to someone in Leitrim or Dundalk or Dublin, would he have to pay a tariff? I mean, what's the answer to his question?
Yeah, and he's one of our members, actually. Essentially, no. If you are supplying goods from Northern Ireland to the Republic of Ireland, there will be no tariff. There should be unfettered access. Now, in terms of the systems and processes and bureaucracy around tracking any customs moves from GB into Republic of Ireland and further afield in the EU that travels via Northern Ireland, then there'd be a system that we'll all have to adhere to for that. But essentially, if you're producing a good today that you send to Limerick and you don't have a tariff, that will be the case after the transition period. And so that's a key win for business in Northern Ireland with this particular deal.
Will it ultimately, though, cost your members more money in red tape and bureaucracy?
Yes. Any Brexit is going to cause that. But I have to say, a no-deal Brexit would be putting some of our members out of business and tens of thousands of people in Northern Ireland out of jobs. Mm. So essentially, we do know that with this arrangement comes extra cost with bureaucracy. But in saying that, what I would remind people is that, you know, business is pragmatic. I have a business operating across this island, so I'm working within, to be honest, three regulatory zones because we have slightly different regulations sometimes to GB and definitely to the Republic of Ireland, even though currently we're all within the EU legislative platform at the moment. And equally, we work within two different currencies. So businesses are very pragmatic and solution-driven, and we're used to working, if we're exporting or working across borders, we're used to figuring that out. But I do think, and I think it's been muted already by the DUP, by the Taoiseach and others, that Northern Ireland would have to have a programme of support and financial support particularly, especially for the ports.
But
what I would say is businesses will be encouraged to come to Northern Ireland and invest in Northern Ireland because we'll be selling that we have perfect access to the EU and GB.
Yeah, but if it's up for grabs every 4 years, that's not helpful, or is it?
That's not helpful at all. No, not at all. Again, inside the text, it does say that if they not only get majority agreement on continuing within this arrangement for Northern Ireland aligning with the customs partnership with the EU, it does say that if they get cross-community and majority, then we go for 8 years. Now, again, it's not perfect, but if we're having a Brexit, 8 years is better than 4 years. And I think there's some scenario planning around if the executive was not up and running, they may still, for example, recall the MLAs for a vote.
Yeah. Thank you very much for talking to us. Tina McKenzie, Chair of the Federation of Small Businesses Northern Ireland, 827.